Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, around this time, every Tuesday afternoon, we learn how to live well from somebody who has mastered it or maybe found some new activity or measure that they've introduced to their life to make it that little bit easier. Today, I'm chatting to the presenter of Alive and Kicking here on News Talk, Claire McKenna. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I am good. No pressure to make it sound like I've got everything
you've it all
worked
well,
out.
You do. You've the whole lot sussed. Right. So I've been listening. I'm on my health buzz, okay, for the last 3 weeks now that we're in the new year and new me and all of that. And all I'm listening to is I should be doing Pilates. I should be doing yoga, meditation. Then I have to go to the gym. Then I've got to cook all. Like, I'm exhausted listening to all these things I have to do, Claire.
Well, you'd be glad to know that my top tip for 2025 is rest more.
Do nothing. Brilliant.
I think it's so important and I really don't think we do it enough. And in fact, the stats bear out that we are not resting enough, particularly in the always on culture. So unfortunately, and it's something I have to remind myself, to sit scrolling through your phone is not adequate rest. And so many of us are frazzled and finding ourselves in fight or flight all the time and living with chronic stress. And that's having a huge impact on our ability to wind down, to sleep well. And if you focus on one thing in 2025, I think it should be rest.
So what do you categorise as rest? Because to me, that's sleep.
Yes, but I was contacted by a company and asked to wear a heart rate variability monitor and talk about it on the show. And on it, they're recording data and they match it to your diary of the day so you know what you're doing. And they were watching my sleep. And I didn't realise that for the first 2 hours of my sleep every night, I was remaining in fight or flight because I was sort of working my way through the day. And I used to think this was a great time to lie down and go, God, that was a good chat with Andrea earlier. And while I was in, you know, and really, or think about, and what might I put together for tomorrow? And what might, whereas that wasn't properly winding down. So the more stressed we are in the day, the longer it'll take our body to really wind down and get that proper quality sleep. And I think that's what the difference is. We think we're sleeping well, but we can always go deeper and we can always wind down that little bit more.
So what do you define as rest then?
To be doing nothing, to be really relaxing. So there's no phone, there's no doing, it's simply being. And a lot of us are really struggling to do that, to sit still and to do nothing. Now, it's going to look different to every person.
Yeah.
I love starting the day slow. So my alarm goes off earlier than everybody else and then I will relax. I might just stick on a bit of relaxing music. I might just sit with my cuppa. I might do a little meditation. I might do a little bit of breath work. But I remember saying that to an online course that I was running. And the following week we came back and said, right, how did everyone get on with their 10 minutes a day? And one of the women said, I can't do the morning. I just keep looking at all the things around the house that need to be done and I'm just dying to get going. So what I do now is wait till the evening and I just sit with a cup of tea and just sit and do nothing. Or reading fiction is a good one rather than reading another self-help
book. Notes for the show.
Yes, yes. That's more doing. That's not being.
Yeah, it's not rest. So rest can be different things to different people, but it shouldn't involve your mind running a mile a minute, basically, then planning.
Yeah. And I think I remember we did the piece and it was interesting and I understood why you were asking the question. Why have we got so many wellness days? Everybody is going on wellness days.
Yeah.
But sometimes you need to step away and you might try something like breath work. You might try a sound bath. You might try a guided meditation and you might realize, do you know what? I felt great after that. Like I just did breath work teacher training a couple of weekends ago. And obviously I had a weekend away from my phone. There were hours where, well, you know, in blocks of 10 minutes at a time where I was led in breath work. And I actually came away going, I feel amazing after that, after stepping out. So it encourages you more to include small amounts into your everyday. So there are different practices you can do, like meditation, like breath work, that will calm your central nervous system. And that's what we're trying to do.
Are they easily learned?
I mean, they're small changes done consistently that make the biggest difference. So it's lovely to go away on a retreat and all of that, but it's the really simple things. And I think we get into our mind that we need to become best friends with a monk and spend our time at the top of a mountain. It's not really about that. Even 3 deep breaths sends a message to our brain that we're safe. And even starting off the day with that can be hugely beneficial and really teach our body that in times of stress, we can recover, because we're all going to hit traffic. We're all going to run late. We are going to have problems with family life, with professional life. And it's how we bounce back from them. That's what the key is.
You see, it's funny because in the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the various different, I suppose, healthy lifestyle measures that we introduce. And a lot of them, well, basically all of them, Claire, up to today, have involved getting up, packing some form of a gym bag or changing into gym gear, you know, doing something, going to a class. There is a level of physical activity. I'm not necessarily saying Pilates is terribly physical, but you know what I mean? There is some doing in the process of it, as opposed to maybe just chilling out on the couch for 10 or 15 minutes is what I should focus on.
Yeah. And I mean, I do think movement is amazing for us, and getting out in nature and all of these things are really, really important. But it's making sure we have the balance. So if we're always giving to other people, if we're focused more on our work than ourselves, if we're always on the go and not scheduling in rest, because I do think we need to look at our day and seeing, right, well, where does rest play there? If you just kind of hit snooze a million times, run in late, run around work all day, come home, you know, fall into a fitful sleep and start the whole cycle again without ever really looking. Well, if I went for a walk on my lunch break and then I came home and I put down my phone, you know, for 2 hours before I go to bed, and I don't check my emails first thing in the morning, will that make me feel better? And I bet it will.
What benefits have you noticed from this?
Well, not only did I have that data when I wore that heart rate variability monitor, I mean, I could literally see myself going from red to green, and I could see like our cortisol levels rise when we wake up in the morning. That's what gets us up and going. That's normal and natural.
Yeah.
But for me to hop back into bed then and not go back asleep, but to listen to something relaxing or to breathe and just take 10 minutes, that was a big spike of green. And the gold standard for our central nervous system is to be able to go from on the go to rest really easily. And then you could see, if I did hit traffic, I might be annoyed for a minute and then I would go back. So I noticed when I started to do this early morning thing, and believe me, for years I told myself I wasn't a morning person. I was renowned for not being a morning person. I found I shouted at the kids less. I found the traffic got to me a little less.
Okay. Your
stress levels do come down.
Yeah. Is there too much pressure on us? And maybe a lot of that, you know, maybe we don't need to take it on, and we do, and social media tells us we need to be doing all these activities and recording it and monitoring it, and everybody else is taking photos of themselves in the gym and at their Hyrox. So there is that pressure. How do we try and push that out and ignore it?
Because I think if it's not making you feel good, then you're doing it wrong. You know, wellness is supposed to be about making yourself feel good and get enough of a foundation in place so you're feeling good now and protecting yourself into the future so you can feel as good as you want for as long as you want. But if it's something that you're beating yourself over the back that you're not doing enough of, well, then I don't think you're doing it right. I think it's really important. I don't agree in new year, new me. The you of right now is absolutely perfect just the way you are. But are there tweaks that might help you to feel better in yourself?
So starting point from today is learn the breath work, is it? Master that.
Schedule rest in. Have a look at your day to day. Are you scheduling in time to do absolutely nothing and recharge the batteries? I mean, look at your smartphone that we're all attached to.
Stop.
And there's times where we need to close down all the apps. There's times we need to turn it off completely and turn it back on again. And there's certainly times where we need to plug it in and recharge that battery. We need to do that for ourselves too.
Listener here says, how about just sitting and knitting? I do it most evenings. I like reading a good book. I get lost in it. I find it very relaxing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a lovely thing to do. Yes, there's an element of doing, but it's really relaxed. And also on that data that time, I had a big swipe of green when I was getting my nails done, and I would have thought that was real frivolous, you know, time wasted in a way. But to sit with that whale music.
Very relaxing.
It's very relaxing. And we should allow ourselves those times to do very little or do nothing.
Claire McKenna, thanks a million, as always, for joining us here.
Before I go, I do have a couple of events coming up centred around Rest Revolution. So I've one in Cork on February 16th and one in Galway on March 23rd. If people want to come and learn about rest, for the day and try some of those rest practices. They'll find out more on my Instagram or search for Rest Revolution on Eventbrite now.
And you'll find Claire McKenna on Instagram just under your own name as well, isn't it? Yeah.
Claire McKenna Presents.
Simple as that. Claire McKenna, as always, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. As you know, Claire Presents Alive and Kicking here on News Talk as well. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.